to segue from that. I guess that actually, I was thinking about how that represents a sense of urban something, identity, maybe aspirations, right? And certainly a place like New York, and the identity, the attachment that people have to it. And what I'm going to talk about is basically migrants, rural to urban migrants in Thailand, mainly to Bangkok, also to Khon Kaen, and the way in which they don't care about the city at all. So, in opposite, or not, well, that's an extreme way to put it, but in sort of contrast to this idea of how people identify with cities, identify with New York, being a New Yorker, or maybe Singaporean, or whatever. So, like most of the other people in this project, I'm barely getting going on this particular research. So I'm going to just talk mainly about some ideas I have about the research I'm doing, some thoughts about it, and I'm mostly going to try to get feedback and comment and discussion going. So the reason for the title here is it actually goes, Tim reminded me of this. We actually said this in our research proposal, and I totally forgotten it, to tell you the truth. But some of the thinking, and it was also in the formulation of the research project, was thinking about, if we talk about urban aspirations, what are we talking about? Because a lot of the papers that we've had are, you could say, from planning perspectives and so forth, which have these grand visions of urban aspirations of, like, how are we going to make the city a certain way? And certainly in Singapore, of all places, which was very sort of planned and thought out, and built Gurong and all these kinds of things, right? There's certainly that perception of sort of aspirations of the city, of what is the city going to be. But there's other ways to think about how people have aspirations that happen in cities and that happen, especially I'm going to talk about happening through cities, but really the city is just sort of a site for those aspirations, but are they urban aspirations per se? Okay. And this doesn't work, or how does this work?
Is it gender?
Do I have so how do I? On, off, on, turning it on.
There it goes. It works. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we can take instructions.
The on button. Okay, anyway. So my research focus is on rural to urban migrants. And in Thailand. Actually, I also work in Malaysia. My original research was in Malaysia. This is a... So we leave the recess? Recess. Or do we just talk through it? Okay, so as some of you know, at least, my original research going back to my dissertation and so forth was based in Malaysia, and it was on urban-rural relationships. And I have a simultaneous project which is explicitly comparative with Malaysia, but for this project, I'm just focusing on Thailand, in part because I didn't want to have to go through getting research permission in Malaysia again. The research area I'll talk about is here, the two places, the main city, Bangkok, and the secondary city, Khon Kaen, and then the area of northeastern Thailand, Isan, which is the sort of general study area, so to speak. And Isan is it's a very large population area, and very famously a area of sending migrants from Isan to Bangkok and to the rest of the world. The majority of the Thai construction workers in Singapore, for example, are from the northeast. So it's a very sort of well known for being a migrant sending area. So first of all, these general questions of what are urban aspirations I want to think about. The first question then is, how do we think about, and how do our research subjects, more importantly for me, I guess, maybe if I sort of claim that I'm an anthropologist, so I'm actually really interested in what the people I work with think about and how they think about things. So how do we and how do research subjects spatialize aspirations? And does this spatialization matter at all? Also, thinking in terms of very concrete aspirations, in terms of jobs, income, marriage, family, security, filial obligations, fun, or sunuk, which is something that is pretty important in Thailand. Things aren't sunuk, then not worth the bothering. And then also, so you've got spatialities of aspirations, and then also temporalities of aspiration, right? So aspirations, of course, imply future orientation, but I want to think a little bit in terms of the migrant aspirations, and this is coming from, you know, sort of thinking with some of my data already, of what are the time horizons of rural to urban migrant aspirations. I mean, people have, we have to leave the building or what?
We argued with them and we got 2 minutes to see if it's a false alarm. I think it's a false alarm. Most of them are.
Right. How often do you get these? Often.
We get them often enough to be very jaded by them.
Right. Right. So anyway, so we may only have 2 minutes,
there's
but anyway.
There's an extinguisher.
That's comforting.
So I'm not going to aspire to very much here, but anyway. So in terms of different kinds of aspirations people have, I mean, different aspirations in a way have different time horizons, and I want to think a little bit about this as well. So how are also these temporal and spatial relations, temporal and spatial aspects of aspirations related? So that's very general, but sort of thinking about both of those aspects, I'll come back to them in various ways as I do the research and in the talk a little bit. So the other thing I'll say is that, so thinking of the urban as a site for rural aspirations actually goes back to, it even actually goes back to my work in Malaysia in the 1990s in some ways, but especially over the last 4 or 5 years, I've been doing a number of projects which are related to the one now. One was a project looking, comparing Thai, specifically Isan migrants to Indonesian migrants that had both a domestic and international aspect to it. And
we have to go, sorry.
We have to go. Okay.
You just have to go to the lobby, right outside the lobby. Right.
Okay, so we'll continue later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have to walk.